The following podcast contains true stories of sex, kink, or gender. It's not safe for work and is for consenting adults only. Thanks for listening.
But I won't complain and I won't quit. I am enormous. Get used to it. Everyone tells me I'm too much. Maybe it's just you're not enough for me. Can't you see? I'm the kind of woman I'm supposed to be.
Hi there, and welcome to the Body Storytelling Podcast. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour, and we've dug through the archives and found a story for you that you've never heard before. This week, we have a story from Jeanette Clark. How's your week going? I'm going to do something I've never done before. I'm going to safe word out of the ramble this week. Usually, I tell you what's going on in my life, behind the scenes, the interesting things about working on the podcast or the live stream or situation in the world or the vaccine or the pandemic or any of those things. And I had one of the worst weeks I've ever had in my life. And I'm just going to take care of myself. And in doing so, I'm going to take care of you. You're not going to have to listen to my hard week because I bet you're having a hard week yourself. Thanks for listening. We have a great story for you this week. Do you want to hear about this week's storyteller? Well, guess what? I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you anything about this week's storyteller. We're all feeling a little introverted these days. So I'm just going to tell you a little bit about this vintage recording that we recently unearthed. We have been going through this stockpile of old audio and old videos that we have from Body from the early, early days. And we recently came across this story. This one is one that was recorded in 2011. It's 10 years old. So listen with that in mind. This storyteller is Jeanette Clark.
Hey, Sissy. Hey, y'all. Okay. So I have a southern accent now because I follow on Dixie and it just gets contagious. So I'm in the master's program at SF State in sexuality studies. Yeah. So when you tell people you study sex, the first thing they think is you want to fuck them. Even if there's no sexual chemistry whatsoever. Like 5 seconds ago, we were talking about you being an accountant, and now we're talking about me studying sex, and all of a sudden there's a look in your eye. I didn't say I wanted to study how you have sex. I want to study how maybe you cry in the shower after you have sex. It's not a sexy program. It's a social justice program, and it's theory-based, and it's super intense in regards to discrimination and social policy, and we look at how your sexuality can inhibit your levels of happiness in our culture. Not sexy. So I'm really careful when people say, what do? I say, I study sexuality. Unless they're really hot. And it's nice to have it in your pocket. And be like, but really, for you, I study sex. So when I first got into my program, so I just finished my first semester, and so when I first got into the program, I was excited about telling people that I had gotten to grad school, and I was really stoked to be in higher education and all this kind of stuff. People started saying, well, if you need any help with your field work, let me know. And I was like, fuck you. Like, I got it, right? So, but there was this one guy who said that to me. We were Twittering, and he's a blogger. He's not a sex blogger, but he's just a really cool blogger, and we had met online, and we kind of went back and forth, and he kind of gave me the line of like, hey, well, if you ever need any help, let me know. And I was like, yeah, okay. We're a social justice program. We don't do sex. We do sexuality different. My first assignment for my first class was to keep a 7-day sex diary. Well, okay, I'm competitive. So, okay, in my program, in my cohort, there's like 13 of us, and I'm the only person who's a mom. I'm the only person over 30. The rest of them are these awesome 24 and 25-year-olds fucking every night in the Castro. I can't compete with that shit. I have children. So I'm thinking, all right, how can I make an impression? Like, how can I compete with these, like, fucking hot 25-year-old San Franciscans? I'm like, I'm calling that guy. So I Twitter him. I'm like, hey, remember a few months ago when you asked me if there was anything you could do to help me with my program? I have an assignment I need your help with. And he said, he's like, I'm down. Like, what do you need? I was like, well, okay, here's the deal. I have to record every sexual thought, action, fantasy, interaction, anything to do with sex for 7 days, write a synopsis and give it to my professor. And this professor invented the field of human sexuality. If you've ever taken a human sexuality course in college in the past, I don't know, 20 years, he created the curriculum. And I want this guy to be my like advisor, like he's just the dude. And I'm like, I'm gonna impress the shit out of this man. I'm gonna fuck like crazy. It's gonna hurt. Guy was down. He was like, all right, like anything for academia, I am here for you. So I'm like, when are you in Oakland again? Like, let's hang out. He's like, let's get that A. I'm like, he's committed. It's going to happen. It's going to be fucking hot. What should we do? So he comes to my place. My mom is with my kids. We leave. I'm like, okay, a hand job by the lake in public. That's kind of hot. All right. So we go down the lake, give him a hand job. He's like, that was great. I'm like, we're not done. I got one night. These bitches got seven. All right. We got to step this up a bit, right? And so I'm like, how about I ride you on the park bench on the lake reflection seeing the cars? He's like, okay. So we go and do that. And so that's hot. But I'm like, you know, this is not enough. Like, anyone can do that shit. And so because I work in Oakland, I'm like, I've got security cards to like a couple different buildings. Because if you're right in Oakland, you're used to having 24-hour access to certain like newspaper labs and stuff. And I'm like, let's go check some shit out. So we're walking through downtown Oakland, and I'm just like randomly kind of swiping my key card to see if a door will open. I'm like, it's all in the name of academia, right? I'm still telling the cop that. Like, that's my thing. Like, I'm an academic. This is field work. It's going to be in a journal someday. And so we finally get to this one building, and there's this really pretty bathroom on the sixth floor of it. I'm like, all right, come on, let's go. It's like 1 a.m. We go up. We're doing our thing, and we're walking in this stairwell. And as we're walking, it's like kind of echoing. And I'm like, this would work. How many bitches in the Castro right now are fucking in a stairwell? Yeah. So we get up to where the bathroom is, and I go into the bathroom, and he goes in the guys' bathroom, come back out, and I'm like, I don't want to fuck here. You should have seen his face. Oh my God. He was just like, really? I'm like, I want to fuck in the stairwell. And he was like, okay. Because, I mean, they're probably fucking in a bathroom in a bar right now. Like, that's not going to stand out. That's not going to get me an A. I want a good grade. So we're like making out, and I unzip his pants, I'm like checking him off, and then like he pulls my pants down, he turns me over, and like we're doing it, and so these steps are like concrete, and I'm like gripping him for all I've got. I'm facing this door that any minute could just open, and I'm like, okay. And then like there's echoing, like sounds like, and I'm like, this is research. This is important. So then we're going, and I'm like, I'm getting close. I'm like, put it in my ass! Yeah! You know, like, yeah, you know, getting fucked by a guy I met online in a building at 1 a.m. that I shouldn't be in the ass? Yeah! 25-year-olds don't get shit on that, right? So we're doing it. He's like, I'm just going at it. And like, I'm like really close to coming. Like, I'm really close to climaxing. And I have this thought of, I'm so getting an A. And I just came everywhere. Yes! So.
Sometimes something beautiful happens in this world. You don't know how to express yourself, so you just gotta sing.
I just had to sing.
Penis. A girl let me do it, it literally just happened. Having sex can make a nice man out the meanest.
Never guess where I just came from, I had sex. If I had to describe the feeling, it was the best. When I had the sex, man, my penis felt great. And I called my parents right after I was done.
Oh, hey, didn't see you there, guess what I just did. Had sex, undressed, saw her boobies and the rest.
Was sure nice of her to let you do that thing.
Nice of any girl ever.
Now sing.
I just had sex.
Me to do it
doesn't really make sense,
but man, screw it,
I ain't one to argue with a good thing.
She could be my wife,
that good,
the best 30 seconds of my life.
I'm so humbled by a girl's ability to let me do it,
cause honestly I'd have sex with a pile of manure. With that in mind, the soft, nice smelling girl's better,
but she let me wear my chain and my turtleneck sweater.
So this one's dedicated to them girls that let us flop around on top of them. Yeah, the hero far when the shooter tall.
Looking at her watch.
Doesn't matter, had sex.
But I cried the whole time.
Doesn't matter, had sex.
I think she might have been a racist.
Doesn't matter, had sex.
She put a bag on my head.
Still count. I just had sex.
That was the Lonely Boys, I Just Had Sex, featuring Akon.
This next live stream is one you're not going to want to miss. You'll be butthurt if you miss the body storytelling debut of Margaret Cho. Been trying to get her on the body storytelling stage for so many years, and it looks like it's actually happening. That's going to be on Saturday, March 13th, and that show also includes author Tracy Clark Flory, our resident songwriter Jefferson Berge, and even more to come. There's a link to tickets in the show notes. Help me get the word out about this. Social media does not want us talking about things that relate to sex, kink, or gender, and they have pretty much shadow banned anything I put up. And that means that if you talk about us, they don't know you're dirty. I don't even know you're dirty. We're finding out this together. So go ahead. There's a link to all the social media for the show. Grab it out of the show notes and post it somewhere. Let your friends know how much you love this podcast and how good the live streams are. People are giving us rave reviews, and it's Margaret Cho. So step one, get your tickets for the March 13th live stream with Margaret Cho. Step two, spread the word to your friends so that we can all be there together. And step three, sit in your house in your pajamas or your fursuit or your leather or your lingerie or your drag. I don't care what you wear. That's the great thing about the live stream. You be you, you wipe your dick on your own drapes, and we all get to come together for stories. Stories from rock stars. I'll see you on March 13th on the Body Storytelling live stream. The theme is happy accidents. I tell you every week how much I love Patreon, but I discovered a new thing about Patreon this week, which is I had a really, really bad day this weekend. And because I couldn't stand the thought of somebody driving by on Facebook saying something mean because I was way too fragile, I got on Patreon. and talk to the people there who are part of Bodies Patreon. And I swear, oh my God, such a great community of people. Not only are they the ones keeping Bodies podcast going, because there are no live shows, so that means that everything I'm making, I'm pretty much making on Patreon. But also, it's this community of incredibly nice people. We have this place where we can talk with each other without just people coming in and fucking it up like they do on social media sometime. Social media, as you know, has gotten really tough on anything that's sex positive, but Patreon has been great about it. It's one of my favorite places for that reason. I also want to tell you that I am still working on that goal. I've extended the deadline. If we can get to 600 patrons by the next live stream, which is going to be Saturday, March 13th, then I will throw a body slam. A body slam is a competitive story slam, so it's an opportunity for you to tell your story. All the really good stuff's on Patreon. And if you become a member of the Patreon family, you get the good stuff too. So go to patreon.com/body, and thanks in advance for your support. That's our time for this week. But before I go, I want to say thank you to the people who make this podcast possible. Thank you to Joe Moore, Mosa Maxwell-Smith, David Grossoff, Donald Mooney, and most of all, thank you to Livestream Technical Director and Podcast Producer, Marty Garcia. I'm sexual folklorist Dixie De La Tour. This has been episode 163 of the Body Storytelling Podcast. See you next week.